The protest of the National Association of Broadcasters wrapped up Saturday evening with another direct action and attempt to disrupt the Marconi Awards. Partytown reports that there were at least 1,000 demonstrators present at the events at the UN Plaza, which began at 4 p.m., with several speakers, including Stephen Dunifer from Free Radio Berkeley and the host of Street Soldiers, which was a community service program addressing youth issues on KMEL until its recent termination. There were performances from Larry Shaw and the Kings of Slow, Sabatista Dancers, and a great theatrical performance which explained the relationship between corporate broadcasting and the control they have with the FCC and Congress through the NAB to keep the public from having a voice in the media. After the performances and speakers at the UN Plaza, there was a march on Market Street down to Union Square, which tied up traffic and confused thousands of onlookers as to what was going on. The large group stopped briefly at the Gap at Powell and Market to protest their labor abuse and corporate greed, forcing the Gap to lock down. At Union Square, there was a series of mini-concerts supported by independent bands just an earshot away from the Hilton, where the Marconi Awards were getting underway. After the performances, about 300 activists marched on the Hilton and blockaded the entrance. A few got inside and vocally protested the NAB and the anti-LPFM policy of the corporate broadcasters. According to reports from the Independent Media Center in San Francisco, there were no arrests at that direct action event, and the awards were successfully disrupted. Of course, as expected, not a peep of any of the activities were seen or heard on mainstream TV or radio networks. There was a complete media blackout of the week's events, although there were thousands of witnesses to its effect. Some trade magazines and small independent publications did run some press, and local radio stations KQED and KPFA did good coverage on the protest. One article did get published in the San Francisco Chronicle about the three attorneys from the National Lawyers Guild who were arrested while attempting to enter the Hall of Justice so they could represent the protesters who had been arrested at the protest on Friday.